Grocery price inflation in October reached its highest level since December 23, hitting 6.5%. That's according to new figures from global consumer insights company Worldpanel. For more on this, our consumer affairs correspondent Angus Cox joins us. Angus, people will know about rising grocery bills. They're seeing it every week. They know it's higher than the general rate of inflation, but this is more bad news because it doesn't look as if it's getting any better.
No, these figures would suggest it's certainly not. And firstly, Eoin, I suppose it's worth pointing out, as you said in your intro, these are industry figures. They're not the official Central Statistics Office statistics. Nonetheless, they do tell that story consistent to what we've been seeing in the grocery retail sector, and that is food prices. They're rising and have been doing so for a sustained period now. We had those CSO figures earlier this month for inflation showing the overall rate across the economy was 2.7%. Food price inflation, the CSO in the year of September, was more than nearly double that, 4.7%. And then today you have these World Panel by Numerator figures suggesting that in the 12 weeks at the beginning of October, food price inflation was 6.5%. And that's the highest, as you say, in nearly 2 years. But it's interesting to point out that while food prices have been going up, take-home grocery sales in Ireland, so the amount we're actually buying, it's still going up, according to Numerator, 6.1% in the 4 weeks to October. So this is happening while food price is going up at a sustained rate, but I suppose people can't necessarily cut back on their food.
And I mean, some of the increases in prices people are seeing, for instance, you look at meat or dairy, fairly eye-watering. What's driving all of this, and is it the same across the board in the food industry?
Let's take a couple. For example, you mentioned meat, and that is one of the big ones, and that was highlighted a little while ago when the CCPC, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, looked into food prices. It said it is going up across the board, but agri-food prices have seen a big jump. Meat, that's up 11.2% in the last year. Within that, beef, it's up by nearly a quarter. Then you have your dairy products such as milk, butter, cheese. They've also seen big double-digit increases. And this is coming amid sustained increases across the supply chain. And that's why we're seeing these increases. Companies are paying more for their energy, they're paying more for their insurance, they're paying more for everything. So this is having a reciprocal effect on all of these prices. But interestingly, global supplies of milk are actually strong at the moment. This has had an effect on the price, with all the major grocery retailers lowering their milk prices in the last week, not by much, 10 cent on 2 litres. But that is symbolic. It's the first permanent price cut we've seen in some time. But then you have other popular consumer items like chocolate, that's up 14% in the last year, and coffee 10.5%. And while these might seem like discretionary items, they're not for many people, and they hit people very hard in the pocket. And as I say, really most products are affected, and this, as I say, due to jumps across the entire supply chain.
And of course, with Halloween and Christmas coming up, you know, people exactly have a lot of extra costs coming up in their grocery bills. So I mean, this is the trend, and the trend is increasing. Given what we know about the reasons for higher food prices, is this likely to go on continuing being an upward trend?
Yeah, the simple and the answer many people mightn't like is it is very likely to happen. World Panel points out the next few weeks, as you say, they're a busy time for shoppers between Halloween and Christmas. Competition and promotional activity, that's likely to heat up. It's already happening. Mm-hmm. These figures show spending on promotional items up by 10% in the last 12 weeks, outpacing general growth in the market. Shoppers, they're increasingly relying on promotions to offset rising costs, resulting in additional spend of over 71 million on promotions compared to this time last year, and we can expect more of this in the weeks to come. I said Lidl was the first retailer to move last week in lowering its milk prices. The others followed. The hope is we might see price drops across other food categories that aren't just part of short-lived promotions but are permanent. But also important on this, Eoin, to bear in mind, this is happening at a time when we just saw a budget that ended the one-off payments such as the energy credit, the double child benefit, along with rising fuel and other household costs. This is undoubtedly going to put extra pressure on many households heading into the Halloween and the Christmas. So the price of food is likely to remain a big talking point for some time to come.
Okay, and I suspect you'd be back in this studio many times talking to us about it, Angus. Thank you very much indeed. Our consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox, there.